microphone master. The most innovative, understated, put others out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, J Love plays rock in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bend your head to the left and you just hearing the fresh. East Coast, worldwide to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, pipe right to your home. Abracadabra, mastery magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. And hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Microphone master, J-Love, plays rock, banging and fire.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. I am Jay Love, and with me as always is the one and only Star Saxon. What's up, man?
Long time no hear from.
Yeah, I know. I know we took a, for all those out there, hopefully you had withdrawals and all that stuff. We took a little bit of a week off, but wanted to kind of dive into it. There's a couple of things that I wanted to run by you as always to get that Star Saxon point of view. The first one, my friend, being the Laker fans that we are, since we weren't here last week, Luke Walton is now the coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. One of the things that we went back and forth a little bit when we were texting each other is I was saying that it's a good hire as long as they are going to give him a little bit of time, because the roster that they have is not conducive to winning the Western Conference and getting on the way to the finals. So I wanted to get your thoughts on the hiring of Luke Walton.
Hey, man, this shit is white privilege at its finest, dude. let me tell you who Luke Walton needs to thank for that job, man.
Yeah.
First, he needs to thank his dad, Bill Walton. Then he needs to thank the incompetence of both Jim Buss and Mitch Kupchak.
Okay.
I'll throw Jeannie in there, too, although she said she didn't even know they were firing Byron, even hiring Luke. And then lastly, but most importantly, he really needs to thank the collective Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
Anybody could have won all them goddamn games with Steph Curry shooting like that, Draymond Green running a point like that, and Klay Thompson just being a fucking sharp shooter. Anybody could have fucking won all those games or at least had like an above average winning percentage. Yeah. So he parlays Steve Kerr getting back surgery into a fucking job with the Lakers. Ain't this a bitch?
Ain't that amazing? And think about it, because in the first probably 2 weeks of the next NBA season, he's going to lose more games in the first 2 weeks than he did during his whole interim stint with the Warriors.
Right. I mean, so, you know, white privilege aside, is it a good hire or is it a bad hire? I'm 50-50 on it, man. I mean, look, honestly, dude, it's basketball, man. There might be like two coaches in the All-NBA who actually have an analytical mind that actually make a difference that accounts and translates into wins and losses. The rest of them, they just get their hair done, they figure out what suit they want to wear, they just manage personalities, they grab their tie a little bit, and they do the post-game interview and deflect a lot of the pressure off their star players. I mean, this shit is not the NFL in terms of coaching, man. You got LeBron, you're going to win some games. You got Steph, you're going to win some games. You got Magic, Jordan, and Shaq in your prime. You know, you're going to win some games.
True.
If you ain't got no fucking players or no groceries in the cupboard, as Bill Parcells said, you ain't gonna make a hell of a dinner.
That's true. I think what comes to mind, and I don't hear him mention a whole heck of a lot. Every once in a while, I hear him mention. I think Spoelstra with Miami. I think he's a good coach. I think he's coming in because that's the only comparable. That's the only parallel or something that I can compare to what Luke Walton is going through. Of course, Spoelstra came up through being the dude that did the video editing and all that stuff and came through the ranks that way and really had to earn his respect in a lot of different ways. But that's the closest comparable that I can think of.
But, I mean, my man had flash, though. He had Dwayne Wade, right?
That's true.
So he's not going to come in there losing, like, you know, 70% of his games. He's going to be at least 500. Luke, you got a point guard that's a fucking snitch. and you got a point guard that's a snitch. Jordan Clarkson, I don't know, man. Like, I believe in him on the court. I think he's a solid player. But, you know, that's yet to be totally... Basically had his rookie season last year. I'm saying, but... I mean, other than that, you know, you got a lot of work to do, Melton. And the way Jim and Mitch be running the team, man, like Byron Scott came out last week and said, they understood we wasn't going to win shit, you know? Oh, they ain't getting me. They after somebody else, y'all. They after somebody else. It ain't me. Nah, dude, they lied to Byron, dude. They told him they understood that he wasn't going to run any games. And, you know, they just brought him in, managed the Kobe situation, and then we can get into the business of winning. And then all of a sudden, they fire him and then hire Luke Walton like 5 days later, right?
Yeah.
Fucking Jeannie Buss was like, I didn't even know they was going to fire Byron. I didn't even know they was going to hire Luke. And then fucking Mitch comes out and intimates that he was concerned about losing Luke Walton down the line as a potential coach following Byron based on the success the Golden State Warriors were having, because, you know, there's a lot of chatter Luke might go play coach at the Knicks.
Right.
They fucking overreacted, dude.
It's crazy how not there. Whether it's in all sports, because when you're going through the NFL draft, if there's a run on a certain position, then all of a sudden people start to get antsy and they try to trade up and take a player, and they might sacrifice more than they should have if they just let everything kind of play out. And the same thing happens whether it's somebody in the front office in the NBA, and they with crazy fallacy in terms of their logic. But so we're going to get into a couple joints, and I want to come back and go over, and I'm going to leave you with this question before we get into a couple joints. Should mixtapes be eligible to win a Grammy? So we got Kanye.
Let me think about that.
All right. So Kanye West featuring Lil Wayne called Barry Bonds. We got Mr. Fab featuring Jadakiss, What Your Hood Like. And then J-Love called Blind Man. So Kanye West featuring Lil Wayne. We got Mr. Fab. We got Jadakiss. And we got yours truly, J-Love. You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com.
It's what y'all been waiting for, ain't it? Well, people pay paper folk, damn it. They can't stain it. They want something new. So let's get reacquainted. Became the hood favorite. I can't even explain it. I surprised myself. Too. Life of a dawn, lights keep glowing. Coming in the club with that fresh shit on, with something crazy on my arm. And here's another hit, Barry Bonds. We outta here, baby. We outta here, baby. We outta here, baby. Fresh off the plane, konnichiwa, Victor, turn around another plane. My passport on pivot, asked for it, I did it. That asshole done did it, talked it, then he lived it. Spit it, then he shit it. I don't need right tears, I might bounce ideas, but only I could come up with some shit like this. I done played the underdog my whole career. I've been a very good sport, haven't I, this year? They say going crazy, and we seen this before. But I'm doing pretty good as far as geniuses go, and I'm doing pretty hood in my pink polo. Nigga, please, how you gonna say I ain't no low head? Cause my Dior got me mow my dough head. I'm insulted. You should go ahead and bow so hard till your knees hit your forehead. And the flow just hit cold red. Top 5 MCs, you ain't gotta remind me. Top 5 MCs, you gotta rewind me. I'm high up on the line, you could get behind me. But my head's so big, you can't sit behind me. Life of a dawn, lights keep glowing. Coming in the club with that fresh shit on, with something crazy on my arm. And here's another hit, Barry Bonds.
Yeah, yeah, we outta here, baby. Well, we out of here, baby. Hey, Mr. West, we so out of here, baby. And me, I'm Mr. Beezy, baby. Yeah, I'm so bright, not shady. My tea and my ice so white like shady. Ice in my teeth so refrigerated. I'm so fucking good like I'm sleeping with Megan. I'm all about my Franklins, Lincolns and Reagans. Whenever they make them, I shall hate them. Oops, I meant have them. I'm so crazy. But if you play crazy, you be sleeping with daisies. I'm such a havoc. Oops, I meant havoc. And my drink's still pinker than the Easter rabbit. And I'm still cool like Keisha's family. Stove on my waist turned beef to patties. And I ate it cause I'm so addict. And I don't front and I don't go backwards. And I don't practice and I don't lack shit. And you can get Barry, suck my back, bitch.
We outta here, baby. We outta here, baby. We outta here, baby.
Swag out a 100 climbing, baby. Yeah, lights of a dawn, lights keep glowing. Coming in the club with that fresh shit on, with something crazy on my arm. Here's another hit, Barry Bonds.
Balance. Right now you're checking out Microphone Master, the hottest series out on the internet. Dope interviews, dope music, introspective questions.
If I didn't live it, I couldn't tell you about the curve if I didn't sit it. Bought it all my life, it was no limits. In my PJs for 3 days with texts in the wall. Middle finger to the cops, having sex with the law. I know the phone's getting tapped, all my texts and calls. I never let the DA get the best of me, nah. Man, can you picture that? Oakland be the city where I'm living at, where killers going tip and tap. They get you, then you get them back. Youngster 10, he be getting high, sipping Henny Yak. By 23, bought him a new Benz and a brand new Lack. I wasn't supposed to make it, ask Reagan. I survived Reaganomics, getting high, playing Dr. Dre, blazing chronic. Mama hooked on crack, never spent the day in phonics, drinking tonic, chasing rings. Homie, I was playing Sonic.
What your hood look like? How your hood look? What your hood look like?
Overstand, we under a dark cloud. Just airing my darts out. Your mouth can't be in if your heart's out. It's either the blue suits or the knocks out. It's living hell. Get a cell or pick a coffin. Bitches is fucking, niggas is pillow talking. They gon' kill him, you better get them off him. When it come to the millions, nigga, we get them often. Hated on by niggas that can't get right. Late night, dice games and pit fights. Shootouts that started off as fist fights. Thinking about my niggas that ain't here on this night. We ain't crazy, we just sterile. Bullets like Carson Palmer to Fitzgerald. Yeah, I know, we still smart, we just ghetto. That's why yo, Yonkers, nigga, the six barrel.
Hey, where you from, cuz?
Represent your shit.
Where you from, blood?
Hey, represent your shit.
Where you from, son?
Yo, represent your shit.
Hey, where you from, kid?
Yo, represent your shit.
Yo, what your hood look like?
How your hood look?
Hoodlums, killers, convicts, Rottweilers, pit bulls, cats, nonsense. Old shoe boxes full of them blue strips. Lean got the teens all stuck like glue sticks. Huey gave the city some hope, now this a city of dope. If you ain't pushing Europeans, they consider you broke. It ain't no mystery, my city lost identity. But in a couple bars, let me break down the history. We built this city off rock and dro. Pimping hoes, V&D, Tupac and show. Now the streets corrupt the innocent and make a move militant. Due diligence, get shot over a millicent. Eat your Scooby snacks, pop a vitamin, crack a Heineken, rob a Chinaman just to shine again. Go to Rita, get back out, kick their grind again. Pete Rock, do I gotta remind them, man?
Where you from, cuz? Represent your shit.
Where you from, blood?
Hey, represent your shit.
Where you from, son?
Yo, represent your shit.
Hey, where you from, kid?
Yo, represent your shit.
Yo, what your hood look like?
How your hood look?
Trying to figure out what this bullshit's all about. A cloud of doubt. See, I'm downright flabbergasted. Knowing my time is slipping, the measures are getting drastic. What's told, keep mouth shut. If what you say isn't good, so I speak no evil. As I stare at the hood of my old school. Damn fool, I know she thought it. I'm looking for a break, but the next man that caught it. Since I can't voice disdain, I focus on other senses. I try to touch paper, a legal emphasis. Searching for the path, but my eyesight is bad. I'm blind as a bat, and for that, I thank my dad. At times I feel like Brad, my mind is playing tricks. Swear cars I pass in traffic are bumping me in the mix. So close that I can taste it, far from expiration. Hoping the path I took leads the final destination. Next stop behind the scenes with Russell and L.A. Reid. Ring the opening bell in Manhattan on Wall Street. The longest journey begins with the first step. The tightest performance begins with the mic check. The life I led began with my first breath. All them seeds must fall, you can quote that in text. Let me inhale for effect. The blind man walking with the...
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com. So Star Saxon, in the day and in the age in which we live now, everything is digital. We can do so many different things online. And it makes sense that years ago, when you would go to the library, for those who don't know what a library is, it's where you can go to get books, check out books for free, and you can even go online and do that type of stuff, and you can do research, and they have things called encyclopedias there, stuff like that. And
Educative J.
Yeah, and when you would walk out of the library, there would be people there that would have their ballots, and they would ask you to sign a petition for a myriad of things. And so those things have gone online. Now, typically, it takes, for the most part, petition.org, I believe it is. You can go and create a petition, and depending on how many people you get to sign your petition, then maybe people will take notice. Typically, it's when you get 100,000 or more signatures that people start to take notice. So different things like, when crazy ones have been approved. So, for example, the White House revealed its secret beer recipe. The freedom of speech was protected. Pit bulls were vindicated. There was one for that. There was one about citizens having the right to unlock their own cell phones without having to go through all kinds of different legalities.
Right.
And going through to be able to have your students to be able to have their student loans forgiven. So a lot of different petitions have been successful. So one came up recently that I came across on hiphopdx.com, where there's a petition out there on change.org for hip hop artists to be able to have their mixtapes considered for Grammy. And when you think of mixtapes, oftentimes they're given away for free. There are those that parlay it. They'll give it away for free one week, and then the next week they have it up on iTunes or they have it wherever, and they're selling their mixtapes. So that's they definitely getting their hustle on. But I wanted to get your thoughts on whether or not you think that mixtapes should be eligible for Grammys.
You know, I think that's a pretty avant-garde petition. After putting some thought to it, I would say I think they should be up or eligible for some type of award, but I don't know if I necessarily want the Grammy reviewing body being the deciding factor as to what makes a pop in a hot mixtape or not.
Right.
So if you have reputable web pages, reputable hip hop publications, reputable community having an opportunity to vote on that shit, yeah. But stuffy old white guy in a suit, somebody quite far removed from us, to be honest, the street, because that's really what the mixtape is trying to attract, is that street level audience.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I want the Grammy. I just don't. I can't see them, giving a Grammy for Cal Troy. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't want that. But if anything, I want to get the shit back. It's like, okay, that's kind of like when they used to give out the Grammy for best rapper, and it would always be like Will Smith. Meanwhile, you sitting at the house with an N.W.A. album, this motherfucker's soft. Nobody's playing this shit. It won't be a true representation of what the fuck is going on for several years. They kind of catch up to what the fuck's really going down. That or payola, right?
Yeah, and it makes in on the article that I read, and I know I sent it to you as well. They made an interesting argument, because when you look at an artist like Chance the Rapper, he's essentially, we talked about hip-hop mascots a few episodes ago, or hip-hop ambassadors or mascots, and he has reached a certain level of fame or notoriety or whatever the word that you want to use as an independent artist, really never having released anything on a wide scale and doing mixtapes and doing different things to help to raise his level of awareness. And so we remember the No Ceilings mixtapes with Lil Wayne, 50 Cent went back in the day. If you think about his, as the article even mentioned, some of his early mixtapes, if some of those have been eligible for Grammys, that's when 50 would have been really getting all the acclaim, even outside of the East Coast. That's when that would have happened. So I think it is interesting. And then how do you weigh that? And when you think about how oftentimes record labels are okay with artists releasing their free mixtapes, now if it's eligible for a Grammy nomination, maybe they're not so willing to let that go in order to create
that go for free.
Exactly.
Yeah, then that'll just change the whole dynamic, right?
Yeah, then it'll just be a regular.
Then that mixtape won't be so hot, right? I do think free is a key component. I think free is a real crucial component. You start marking that shit up for $7.99 or $9.99 or or even more like absurd, printing the mixtape on some fucking vinyl and selling that shit like Best Buy or Borders for like $42.99. That shit, son, would be cold as ice. You know what, dude? Let me take back my statement. Fuck it. Let's keep it real, dude. No Grammys for mixtapes, man. Just put out good quality music. Because how many times have you got the fucking mixtape and it's banging, then you get the album and it's just like, yeah, mixtape was better.
Yeah, they also say this is my street album, and they come with the watered down official version. Right, so. Yeah, so that's something to keep in mind, because when this article was published, it was approximately about 15,000 signatures. So we'll see if it gets to the point where the Grammy, the nominating body, if they get to the point where the Academy of Arts, Recording Arts and Sciences, if they start to really take note as the number of signatures continue to build. So we'll see. So we're going to get into a couple songs real quick, and I want to get Star Sax's take on that whole The Lemonade thing. My wife, she watched the HBO special. I ended up watching some of it. I will say that Beyonce is fun as hell. That's what I do know, regardless of what goes on. But I want to get your thoughts on The Lemonade effect and the whole Jay-Z thing as well. So we're going to get into J-Rock, Necessary Problem, and DJ Quick featuring Bad Luck off of that Rosecrans project. It's called Take It Off One Time. And then Black Star, Astronomy, Ace Light. This is a classic one. So J-Rock, Problem, and DJ Quick with Bad Luck and Black Star. You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubCNN.com.
I'm straight up out that east side, swinging like zip lines on 4G auto rim top, automatic Spitfire, yakking a black canister. Look at this bastard go. It don't take much to aim, fingers be snatching souls out on my grind, rhyming, stacking this cast of old. And I can check you where them niggas get body, but that ain't nobody business. So what the fuck is you asking for? Look, I'm just trying to blow good dope and put my feet to the metal in life to see just how fast it goes. Fuck the world, gotta make that bitch grab her toes. And rock game never goofy, no weapon shall prosper. Maneuver like I'm Bruce Lee, you know I'm Chucks. Been doing this since a young buck, begging for 50 cent from a victim while my gun tucked. And somebody gotta get it, and when you make a dollar, know somebody gotta spend it.
Struggle is real, the struggle is real, the struggle is real. You gotta do what you gotta just to get over the hill. When you live in America, either kill or be killed, yeah. Lord, have mercy, I know that I ain't living right and know I'm not perfect, but plus I gotta eat, what I'm doing is worth it, so Lord, have mercy.
I stay at your head, heart be at your throat, better ask your folk, I'm never the dog to provoke. Niggas know the status and bitches come cast they votes. In my zone with coke and plenty of grass to smoke. I'm surpassing rope, stay trapping for more. Two chicks boosting, we hooking back up in the back of the stove. I'm the jack of many trades, steady pimping my pen. Hustle in the shade, responding to niggas funny ways. I was raised by winners, niggas who park Benzes up at that Staples Center. Now that's gangster, nigga, I'm on some new money, nothing but raw. Pop shit, catch one in the jaw. It's gutter law, I know you wish you was a star. What I do is internal, smoking herbal, trying to run up in some bitches who fertile. Whoa, feel like this is my moment, feel it's time for change. Exercise some game, niggas vibe to change. No looking back at it, cause this is that moment. I step forward, ready to go at each and every opponent. Give it to anybody that want it. Represent the underdog, training in the gym till the minute they get their number called. I'm speed bagging this work, the trainers see me smashing with perspiration on the back of my shirt, making them sweat. Better yet, just look at them vets, like when I'm in that Knicks cashing a check, you know it's real, nigga.
The struggle is real, the struggle is real, the struggle is real. You gotta do what you gotta just to get over the hill. When you live in America, either kill or be killed, yeah.
Lord, have mercy, have mercy. I know that I ain't living right in.
What's the deal, man? It's Bad Luck, man. Dominate me, you already know what it is, man. I'm on Microphone Master with WPNN.com. Straight like that, yeah.
Take it off for a nigga one time. Take it off for a nigga. Take it off for a nigga one time. Take it off for a nigga one time. Take it off for a nigga one time. Show me what you're working with. Show me what you're working with. Yeah. Show me what you're working with. Yeah. Take it off one time. Take it off one.
This shit, I'm probably one of the best. Eastside bitch, but I cracked her in the west. Virus dice sent me notes through the text. Said she wanna do drugs, so I called up the connect. So I'ma roll
too. Cause I'm a real rule. I sport a little blue, they coming from the east side, I guess them too. I want the bras to feel comfy when they bump me. Then I'ma put them in the news like Jerry Dunphy.
Take it off for a nigga one time. Take it off for a nigga. Take it off for a nigga one time. Take it off for a nigga one time. Take it off for a nigga one time. Show me what you working with. Show me, show me what you working with. Show me what you working with. Take it off one time.
I'm the bravest, I'm the strongest. I flipped the whole world, my gonus. I told them kiss my ass, they did, and that's a bonus. Yeah, I'm honest. And if you know a Rambi is so full of drama, have your eyes big as
take
Bambi.
It, take it off like an airplane, leaving LAX though. Pop two pills, baby, what I need the rest for? 10 flow high, going dummy off the XO. Pussy my home like it just went through escrow. Let's go.
Lil Lucky back up in the building. I'm just saying, man, your girl be playing, knock it to the ceiling, nigga. Yeah, I'm a certified watch vet that I know. She give me the pussy, nigga, pronto.
Take it off for a nigga one time. Take it off for a nigga. Take it off for a nigga one time. Take it off for a nigga one time. Take it off for a nigga one time. Show me what you working with. Show me what you working with. Show me what you working with. Take it off one time.
Man, we up to no good. Brand new whip, got leather, got wood. Man, we up to no good. Pull up on T, cracking holes in your hood. Man, we up to no good. No, no, yeah, we up to no good.
I got asthma, but still a blast a motherfucker. Ass a motherfucker, and the import getting past a motherfucker.
I harass a bitch, you got ass a bit. Let me have a bit. Bad luck ahead of with this magic dick.
No HIV, I can't have any girl I see. Cause my dick too bomb and I'm the HNIC. I'm sick and I'm armed like a patient's IV.
And I'm CPT'd out into the corners bag me. I'm like a foreigner's bad dream. Christopher Donner in the corner in a cabin burning up like some really bad weed. If I rap it too fast, then I'm on the wrong speed. Problem DJ Quick and bad luck. What else the fuck you need?
Take it off for a nigga one time. Take it off for a nigga. Take it off for a nigga one time. Take it off for a nigga one time. Take it off for a nigga one time. Show me what you working with. Show me what you working with. Show me what you working with.
What is the black star? Is it the cat with the black shades, the black car? Is it shining from very far to where you are? It is commonplace and different, intimate and distant, fresher than an infant.
Black, my family thick like that strap molasses. Star on the rise in the eyes of the masses. Black is the color of my true love's hair. Stars are bright, shining, hot balls of air.
Black like my baby girl stare. Black like the veil that the Muslimina wear. Black like the planet that they fear, why they scared? Black like the slave ship gully that brought us here. Black like the cheeks that are roadways for tears, that leave black faces well traveled with years. Black like assassin crosshairs, blacker than my granddaddy armchair. He never really got no time to chill there, cause his life was warfare.
See, on the front lines, the blacks is all there. Black like the perception of who on welfare. Black like faces at the bottom of the well. I've been there before to bring the light and heat it up like Lacosina. Make what I imagine happen, but maybe I'm just a dreamer. I love rocking tracks like John Coltrane love Naima.
Like the student love the teacher.
Like the prophet love Khadijah.
Like I love my baby features. Like the creator love all creatures.
Who are knowledge, truth, and peace seekers. We on point like heat seekers. Targeting the black marketing strategists. Run up on them with the heaters. Everybody following with no leaders. Feeling like we killing ourselves because I know they can't defeat us, it don't stop till we complete this. Keep this fly. There's so much to life when you just stay black and
blacker
die.
Blacker than the nighttime sky, a best star in July. Blacker than the seed in the blackberry pie. Blacker than the middle of my eye. Black like Fela, man cry. Some man want ask, who am I? I simply reply that you and I. V-E-R-S-A-L, magnetic. Work to respect the angelic. Climb the mountaintop and tell it to the valleys envelop. You're full of big chat, but you not know me. I'm dark like the side of the moon you don't see. When the moon shine newly. You know who else is a black star?
Who?
Me.
You know who else is a black star?
Who?
Me.
You know who else is a black star?
Who? We.
And we.
shining. We'll be rhyming and rhyming. We be shining and shining. We'll be rhyming and rhyming.
Now everybody hop on the one. The sounds of the two. It's the third eye vision. Five side dimension. The eighth light is gonna shine bright tonight. It's the third eye vision. Five side dimension.
You know the light.
Go from the dark.
The other way is ass backwards.
Absurd.
Make you wanna crow like a blackbird.
That's right.
You living from your first day to your last night. Sometimes you show your ass like
limp on your clothes.
When you froze in the black light.
Dead that.
Before you get your head wrapped.
Like Badu.
We see through your voodoo just like Eve by you. You dealing with that black magic.
Try to civilize you.
Not walk on by you.
Like Sybil.
Lies do get you blacklisted.
It'll.
Being lucky for you like a black cat.
A panther.
Revolution is the answer.
That's what we need.
Greed like my people like a cancer.
Sure indeed.
The black people unite. Let's all get down.
Now everybody hop on the one. The sounds of the two. It's the third eye vision. Five side dimension. The eighth light is gonna shine bright tonight. Everybody hop on the one. The sounds of the two. It's the third eye vision. Five side dimension. The eighth light is gonna shine bright tonight. It's the third eye vision. Five side dimension. Equaling up to eight light shine bright.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DoveCNN.com. By now, all the ladies have either listened, streamed it, or they went and downloaded it. I was in the store today, and so I know that there are physical copies out there, but Beyonce dropped a project, and it's called Lemonade, and it's essentially about Jay-Z cheating on her and the frustration and all the emotions that came from that. And if you watch there was a long play video that was on HBO a couple of weeks back, and it was interesting. At times it was a little bit weird, but my wife sat down and watched it. Starts Saxon, the next day she had her homegirl come over to watch it and point out, yeah girl, watch this part. I knew you was gonna like that part, girl. Watch this part. So I wanted to, I don't know if your wife has listened to it or knows about it, but either way, I wanted to get your thoughts on the whole Lemonade effect, because we know that people are speculating on who's Becky with the good hair and all that good stuff, and Jay-Z hasn't really come out and said anything yet, and you hear that he's crafting a response to the Lemonade project, but wanted to get your thoughts on it, man.
Hey, dude, once again, I go back to this line, to quote the great Ghostface Killer, it's 2016. I wouldn't really caught up in some bullshit like this where you got spouses dropping diss records, beefing with one another. You know what I mean? Yeah. You got the great hip hop battles, man. You know what I mean? You got LL Cool J and Mo D. You know what I mean? You got Easy versus Dre, Cube versus NWA, Biggie versus Pac, Nas versus Jigga. Let's just jump past that 15, 16 years and shit, man. You got Jigga versus his bitch. Hey, dude, what type of world have we come to where she gonna air her man out? HBO, dude. That means you gotta pay money to watch that airing out video before it came on YouTube. I'm mad at her for that. We all know what Jay-Z was about. You knew what the fuck Jay-Z was about. And you knew it probably took about 6 good years for you to fucking course correct this motherfucker, right? Right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody gonna go get a fucking dog from the fucking dog pound and mad that he's pissing on the fucking carpet day one.
Right.
It take a little time to break the dog in, right?
This is true.
I'm mad at her, dude. I'm mad at her. Leave Jigga Man alone. Shit. You knew what the fuck he was about. But you should be happy that you course corrected him. You got your daughter. I'm assuming everything is fine because y'all ain't got divorced. Because I know somebody had a prenup. So I'm assuming everything is okay right now.
You know Beyonce makes more.
Yeah, she gotta make more money. But what I really want to talk about, dude, is Becky with the good hair, dude.
Yeah.
Becky with the good hair. So the rumor is, it's like, what's his name, Rachel Roy?
Rachel Roy. Yeah.
All right, whatever the fuck her name. Rachel,
yeah.
With the good hair.
Mm-hmm.
If that's Becky with the good hair, I'm really not mad at Jigga. She bad, dude.
She is bad.
She bad. Now, I heard she was fucking with Dame Dash, too, right?
Yeah, that used to be Dame Dash's girl.
Yeah, she bad, dude. That's a good rebound girl after Aaliyah. she bad, dude. Look, man, I like me some Lemonade, but I'm mad at her for making Lemonade. And with regards to Jigga, dude, again, if Rachel is Becky with the good hair, I'm just not mad at you. I mean, she must have done something to have Beyonce put all that shit, all that material out. So it must have been some good ass hair.
But when you think about it, though, because it's There's been a few times where artists have been motivated in ways like this. I mean, artists are motivated in all kinds of different ways, but it made me think of there's a Marvin Gaye album. It's called Here My Dear, when he was going through a divorce with his wife, who was Berry Gordy's daughter. And so they were going through a divorce, and there was a big settlement. And so part of the settlement was that he had to give her the proceeds from his next album. So he ended up recording this really dark album and called it Here My Dear, as if here, this is what you're going to get from me. This is hopefully you'll be able to get some money from this, because this is really dark. When you think of the Nas album, what was the Nas album where he was sitting on the cover with the wedding dress?
Oh, Life Is Good.
Life Is Good. So that was a lot of that was dedicated to Khalees. And so there's a lot of stuff that where artists are motivated like that, but it's just
Eminem.
Every time somebody Eminem, when you think about Jay-Z walking out, knowing that that's the whole album is about him, and it's not one of those things like where the newest I can't think of the artist's name, the one that did Thrift Store, those two white dudes, where they dropped their album and nobody, and it was a thud, and it was one of those things where nobody ended up buying it. Everybody's buying this project, and all the women are looking at Jay with that side eye saying, this is about you. And she's pointing out all this stuff, and so he has to go through it. If he does record a response record, he can't go in on her. He can't just say, I'm sorry. You gotta let that go. You just gotta take those blows.
Hey, you got Puffy, man. You gotta take that. Yo, this Lemonade shit, man. I ain't seen women galvanize around a cheating motherfucker like this since Fatal Attraction dropped in '87, man. This shit is real, dude.
Yeah,
this shit is real. Monica Lewinsky is like tweeting about this shit, dude. And she Becky with the black hair. This shit is real, dude. Beyonce done started something. Like, motherfuckers is like all sweating the side pieces now. They're changing the number and shit.
Yeah,
it's a movement, man. It's a movement.
Yeah, it's crazy. So we definitely gonna keep an eye on this to see what Jay says, if he doesn't say anything. And the crazy thing is they both making money off of it, because he's married to her, and the whole title thing, the streaming, so they're making money off the streams, all that stuff. So it's funny, because they're making a boatload of money off of him stepping to the side. So that's how it goes. So we're going to get into a couple of joints real quick. We got Royce da 5'9" off of his new project Layers, it's called Shine, Riot Cross, The Most Beautiful, and Kendrick Lamar, that Untitled 03, May 28th, 2013. Now what the Black Pants say? So we're going to get into that and come back. You are listening to Microphone Masters on Dubs.
Shine your light on the world. Say shine your light on the world. No matter anywhere you go, keep shining your light on the world.
Zaga.
Don't let the money make you thirsty. Don't even let it be a goal. Just let it come and keep on working. And shine your light on them hoes. 'Cause I'm the hardest nigga out here. I'd rather die to live while I fear. I know I got to be down, hit the ear, to shine my light on them hoes.
Saga.
Hardest nigga out here. I'd rather starve than live while I fear.
Ooh, I feel like God sent me down, hit the ear,
to shine my light on them hoes.
Lost in the whirlwind, me and my girlfriend, me bless you. You know they say if you fucked her and she didn't come and you came and she fucked you, we squeeze first. Nigga, these ain't rebut tools. These streets we burst, we dump till he jump brooms like these numb shoes. In the deep where dreams come true. This is the story of a man who's trying to break his doubts down like his cases count. Obsessive compulsive counting dope, making sure all the numbers on the inside and all the faces out. Lawyers on retainer like they braces out. Say my name wrong, I make you taste your mouth. Money come, money go, get it, but don't splurge it. Your boy's greed and whore's needs got their own purpose. It's more than 4 speeds on that Porsche Turbo. It's sitting on 4 G's like my phone service. I'm out here trapping with this here sincere rapping, dear assassin. You can't kill a signed and sealed classic. Gazelles and Bill Blasters, snakeskin troops, reptile enemies, X'd out is what make men true. I'm black and just like Jamaicans do. I'm running alongside your coupe, tapping guns upon your wraith window like oxen belly. Got more Glocks and Sellies than New York got blocks and delis. Cops and boxes of rellies, the doors ajar, exposing my Maserati's guts, and that's what got you jelly. The car I'm driving got a pot belly. Saga. I'm out here trapping with this here sincere rapping. I've been shooting straight since 2-inch tape. This for real classic. And getting money was never part of my goals. It just came along with me shining my light on them hoes. I've been out here trapping with this here sincere raps for 15 years. I ain't leaving here without a classic. I get money, money, dough. All I came to do is shine my light on them hoes.
Hip-hop is my house, watch these philosophies win. Around artists I stand out like I lock my keys in. I forgot my goal at 23 was make a classic. Walk away like Tiger with my 9 iron, then take the masters. They say that you get what you ask for. Well, I ask to be left alone with my pen, pad, and passport. This ain't no rag to rich brag shit. In fact, it's more close to being a rich to rag story. The fabric I'm cut from's the most genuine article mankind offers. I'm like an underground landmine talking for Storch Hammer and Antoine Walker. You boys a tampon in every store. I'm anti-corporate, highest exalted. Call me commercial, I'm highly insulted. This is Royce the 5'9", mind, body, and soul shit. All I have on this fucking globe is my shoddy and flow. I'd rather let the corner outline my body in chalk than let the fans order me round the clock or buy me in bulk. Saga, I'm out here trapping with this here sincere rapping. I've been shooting straight since 2-inch tape. This for real classic. And getting money was never part of my goals. It just came along with me shining my light on them hoes. I've been out here trapping with this here sincere raps for 15 years. I ain't leaving here without a classic. I get money, money dough. All I came to do is shine my light on them hoes. We move in silence, y'all ain't hearing this coming. I was sent by God to provide that imperial sunnage. Y'all assembly line of rhymers really don't want it. I eat you for breakfast, one by one, I got y'all serial numbers. I'm about to send a tweet out to my nigga Styles, telling me got the juice now. Call my OG Scarface, talk some boxing with him, perhaps these new clowns. Politic perhaps by the new him and Royce track. I'm feeling like D to the O to the C when he got his voice back. Ha, I'm feeling like Cuban, a fresh El Camino, rolling Kilo G through Detroit's back. Streets waving to all my people, I'm feeling more at home than Reese Taylor. This what memories are made of. I remember each grudge, each favor, each lie, each judge, each bailiff, each job, cheap labor, each neighbor, each caper, each mosque, each church, each pastor, pew and casket, each future bastard, double dutching through the madness. Singing,
just shine your light on the world. Say shine your light on the world. No matter anywhere you go, keep shining your light on the world. Don't let the money make you thirsty. Don't even let it be a goal. Just let it come and keep on working. And shine your light on them hoes. Cause I'm the hardest nigga out here. I'd rather die to live all I fear. I know I got to be down, hit the ear. To shine my light on them hoes.
Saga.
Hardest nigga out here.
Riot Cross on the microphone now, Dub CNN. The love, y'all. People think that violence can separate us, but the love that we share with each other, the bonds that we create within our circle, they can never be broken. Filled with people obsessed with writing us off. We're spending too much time stressing and fighting them all. Before we even learn who we are, we're shaped by judgment, trying to be who they want us to be to make them love us. But those chucking the stones have fragile walls. They don't want you to see what they're hiding after all. When everybody's throwing rocks in another direction, it's hard to see the weakness inside another protection. But I'm the only one walking a mile in mine. Doesn't mean that I'm okay, cause I'm talking and smiling fine. And I don't know the pressures you're facing. I'm basing conclusions on my nerves and baseless speculation about the flaws in your character. A barrister cross-examining you on the stand when I should cherish you. Said I'm joking with fools, knowing they're gonna laugh, when I need to believe that the people can find their own path. The most beautiful, most magnificent, precious thing in this world. The most bountiful, most significant, like when we watch it unfurl. The most beautiful, most magnificent, sought after thing in this world. The most bountiful, most significant, like when we watch it unfurl. Picturing love as a young man was simple. Find a beautiful girl, talk to her, flash the dimples. We could conversate for days and not get bored. I put away the rest of my girls, the flock ignored. Picturing love as a couple against the world. Nobody matters but us, guess what? I meant it, girl. But the circle of life, it keeps turning. The flesh keeps yearning while the best keep burning. We possess these burdens to impress deep learning. All we can do is learn from mistakes and keep churning. Soon I learn my picture. fiction was only part. What was filling my heart was really only the star. So many threads, so many ways to love. It's like the beautiful dawn of my soul, I'm waking up. Everyday life, the strife will test your sanity. But otherwise, you find it's best with family. The most beautiful, most magnificent, precious thing in this world. The most bountiful, most significant, like when we watch it unfurl. The most beautiful, most magnificent, sought after thing in this world. The most bountiful, most significant, like when we watch it unfurl.
Take a look at my heart and you will find. Just take a look at my heart and you will find. Take a look at my heart and you will find. Take a look at my heart and you will find. Take a look at my heart and you will find. Rather die than surrender my faith in human kind.
Said I needed divine intervention, was his religion, and I was surprised. Him believing in Buddha, me believing in God. Asked him, what are you doing? He said, taking my time. Meditation is a must, it don't hurt if you try. See, you're thinking too much, plus you too full of yourself. Worried about your career, you have a think of your health.
What did the Indian say?
A piece of land. That's what the Indian said. I needed the man telling me longevity's in the dirt. Should buy some property first. Should profit a better dollar with generational perks. Equity had its best. Really, you should invest. These tangible things expire. Don't you expect income with so much outcome? And yes, look at my heritage. We blessed.
Now what the black man say?
A piece of pussy. That's what the black man said. I needed to push me to the limit that satisfied my hunger. We do it all for a woman from haircut to a war. We like to live in the jungle, like to play in the peach. What you saying to me? He said, nigga, come back to reality for a week. Pussy is power. Fuck on a new bitch every night. I wouldn't be prouder. You should allow it.
What the white man say?
A piece of minds. That's what the white man wanted when I rhyme. Telling me that he's selling me just for $10.99. If I go platinum from rapping, I do the company fine. What if I compromise? He said it don't even matter. You make a million or more, you're living better than average. You're losing your core, following, gaining it all. He put the price on my talent. I hit the bank and withdraw. Hit the bank and withdraw. Hit the bank and withdraw. Put myself in the rocket ship and I shot for the stars. Look at what you accomplishing, what he said to the bar. I'ma make you some promises that you just can't ignore. Your profession anonymous as an artist. If I don't target your market, if you ain't signing your signature, when I throw you my wallet, a lot of rappers are giving up demo. All in the toilet, your world tour, your master's mortgage. I need a piece.
All of what you do, what you say, I shall enjoy the fruits of my labor if I decree today. All of what you do, what you say, I shall enjoy the fruits of my labor if I decree today.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DoveCNN.com. Make sure to hit us up. As always, you know, you can hit, you can email the show mm@dubcnn.com. That's mm@dubcnn.com. Follow us on Twitter at Mike Masters Radio, Instagram at Microphone Masters, Facebook is facebook.com/Microphone Masters Radio. Follow the host, J Love is at Javon Love. That's J A V like Victor, O N Love, L U V. And Star Saxon is at Star Saxon. That's 2 R's and 3 X's. Shout out to Rich Nick. Shout out to Blaze Rock. We are going to come right back because we're coming to that wonderful part of the episode where we get Star Saxon's last words. But before that, we're going to get into a joint that Star Saxon and I, this is a group. If you don't know about this project, go Google it and go download it and listen to it, whatever. This is from a dog con. It's called Dog Pound Gangsters off of their debut project years ago. And when you listen to it, it's still, the music is timeless. So the Dog Pound.
DPG.
You know it, the Dog Pound's called Dog Pound Gangsters. You are listening to Microphone Masters on DoveCNN.com.
Hey, blaze it up. So, like that, motherfucker. Now my rhymes are as potent as pipe bombs. It takes time to concoct rhymes like mines, like landmines. All set to explode. Microphone is all set to unload. Zone watch, that means watch the zone. I'm in a temple with a million dead MC microphones. And they all want it back by the deeps. Sleep if you dare, cause death catch niggas when they sleep. Beware of the consequences, it's senseless to face a prosecuted life or death and see sentence. Travel through your inner thoughts, just to vision how far I could get. Explore to the inner core and ain't stopped yet. Continue the journey, cause all that shit you kick just don't concern me. You can't U-turn me back to reality, where pack straps and they mentality react so violently to leave and see breathing silently with hollow point talons for the violence. Ain't no harm in me, ain't got no love for no hoes in harmony. It's easy to find them seeds to execute, chances of survival too small to compute. Recognize, like this was Samuel Sneed, I grip the microphone, continue with my devilish deeds. Cause all I see in my M-I-N-D is D-P-G for L-I-F-E. And all I see on the M-I-C is another mangled MC opposing me. Supposed to be regulating in this rap era, made one error up against the microphone terror. It takes two to tangle. I told Daz don't worry, like Keith Murray I'ma strangle. MC with the microphone cord, you don't faze me, your door's been invaded and explored. I know the ins and the outs to your buddy, I know where you live and how you make your money. I came to violate you, that's a crate you. I create two murderous scenes, can you relate to a dog pound gangster?
DPG, I'm a dog pound gangster. DPG,
I'm a dog pound gangster.
DPG,
straight dog pound gangster. I got the right to serve your ass when you heading to school, cause I'm that nigga Daz, bitch, and I'm a fucking fool. Don't play with my head, nigga, killers don't speak. Come out the woodworks on your ass, real niggas start the shit. I'm matched in my inner circle, but only G's wrong. Hellhounds in the war zone, not giving a mad fuck
about what?
About your clique or what you representing ain't meaning shit. Busters jump to get their fucking wigs split. Caught up in the twist while I'm sticking dick to your bitch. You don't know, nigga, I'm down to do low. Your bitch is jacking dads, I'm digging deep as Cusco. Check it out.
Massive, you get your ass kicked. Tangle with assassins down for mad shit.
Nigga, the straps in your hand. Now what you gon' do is you gon' blast me and blast corrupt too. Or you just gon' hold it and act like a bitch. Where's he at? Cause I got me a gap. And I'ma show him how a true G's supposed to act with a strap. There's something about being a dog pound gangster, nigga. Till I die, dog pound for life. Show me your hoe and I'll be fucking that bitch by midnight.
See,
it ain't nothing nice shaking these niggas like dice. I told you once, so I ain't singing it twice. A dog pound gangster. I'm a dog pound gangster. Straight dog pound gangster. Till I die, I'm a dog pound gangster. Straight dog pound gangster. Till I die, I'm a dog pound gangster. Giving it up, I'm a dog pound
gangster.
When I blast, I'm a dog pound gangster.
That's all I know. That's all I live for. It's DPG. When I wake up in the morning, all I see is DPG. That's all I know.
You are listening to Microphone Masters on DubsDNN.com. We have come to that part of the episode that we like to call Last Words. And we are going to be sending you out, since we played a little bit of that The Problem and DJ Quick project, I figure that Star Saxon, for those who are fans of DJ Quick, they know that on each project he comes up with essentially an instrumental that's called Quick's Groove. So I went and I found one of Quick's Grooves. This is Quick's Groove 6 that we'll be heading out to. So it's a cool one. There are a lot of, some are more musical than others, so some of them are a little bit more boom bap. This kind of falls in between and leans to a little bit more boom bap-ish on the Quick's Groove scale. So before we do that, we're going to get into Last Words. Now, Star Saxon, on the heels of the conversation about Lemonade and all that stuff, one of the things that I'll say is that my last words is that I am glad that that I'm out the game, and that especially I'm not in the spotlight. Think about when you had artists, and I'm going way back here, when you had artists like, and this, once again, you guys can Google this, the Rat Pack with Sammy Davis Jr., Frank Sinatra, and all those dudes, and they was doing stuff on, they was going crazy, they was going in, they was in the game heavy and deep, and a lot of those dudes was married and doing their thing. When you think of presidents like with Kennedy, and he was messing around with Marilyn Monroe, and everybody knew it, but nobody was busting them out, nobody was saying anything. And then you fast forward, you get all the way to the Lemonade Project, and of course Beyonce put her husband on blast, and that's how it goes down in the street. So that's my last word. So Star Saxon, it's on you.
Hey, what did Pusha say, man? Nowadays you don't need shovel to bury niggas. Oh man, last words, man. So yo, it's getting hot, that means it's time to get back in the gym. So your boy Star Saxon made a mandate to get his ass back in the gym and get this fucking baby weight off, get this beer weight off, get fit. Only problem is, hipsters and hoes have discovered the squat rack.
Really? Oh, well, the women discovered it. That's the thing, though.
I told motherfuckers this shit like 10 years ago, man. If you're a girl with flat ass, all you gotta do is do some squats. If you're a girl with a flat ass, all you gotta do is do some fucking squats, and it's all good. But now they listen to Sax, dude. So there's a line to squat rack. And for all of those that don't know about the squat rack, that's one of those lifts that if you get down and get right, it works a lot of your body out, so it's more bang for your buck. So given that I got the two kids at the house, I'm trying to get in and get the fuck out, hence gotta do squats. And the problem is I get there, you got two groups of girls on the squat racks fucking around, texting and shit.
Oh man, can't mess around.
I'm like, man, nigga gotta go, dude. Come on, can you kind of do what the fuck you gotta do so I can get on the rack? Because, you know, I could do more than they can do, so you can't really work in without having to de-rack the fucking bar, and it just kills the vibe to work in together. So I had to wait their asses out. Went to get some fucking water, come back, I got a fucking hipster with a beard on the squat rack. Only problem is, this motherfucker's doing, like, flies with 10-pound flat weights, dude.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Yo, homie, you don't even need the squat rack. Yeah. You just want to do the squat rack because it's in front of the fucking mirror. You want to be vain and look at yourself. Why don't you go look at yourself in the other mirror? Bitch nigga doesn't move, dude. In between the fly sets of pins on each arm, he starts doing handstands.
Oh, so he's doing some CrossFit stuff.
Dude, I'm like, what the fuck, man? Do the gymnastic shit somewhere else at the CrossFit gym. I just need the squat rack for a couple of sets. So I look at the other squat rack, and lo and behold, dude, it's like 9 o'clock at night. I got a fucking world-class weightlifter squatting 600 fucking pounds repping it. I'm like, there's no way I'm working with this dude. It's the reverse. I'm too strong to work in with the girls, and this motherfucker's the Incredible Hulk. Can't work in with him. So what was supposed to be a 30-minute workout then took an hour and a fucking half, dude. So my last words are, yo, man, I might be too old for this gym shit because niggas up there wasting my motherfucking time.
Yeah, it's one of those things where as you get older, then you start thinking of things in time. So 5 minutes here, if I'm waiting an additional 5 minutes here, this is going to take me a little bit longer to do X, to do Y, and everything messes
yep.
it up. So, yeah, that's how I go down in the streets. so we gonna leave y'all with this, and I believe next week, if I'm gonna give a little bit of a preview, I believe we're gonna have Al Styles coming through next week, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we about to have my homie Al Styles on the fucking show. Real excited about that. San Diego represents.
That's what's going on. So I'm looking forward to that. So on behalf of Star Saxon, I am Jay Love. Make sure to tell a friend and tell a friend. Check out dubcnn.com. Also make sure you hit us up, mm@dubcnn.com. Until next time, we're going to leave you with DJ Quick's Groove 6. Are you kidding?